Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sonia Lal. The House of Representatives has made Donald Trump the first US president ever to be impeached twice. Mr. Trump has been formally charged with encouraging an uprising just a week after a violent mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol. The vote in the House was 232 to 197, with 10 Republicans joining the Democrats. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the president needs to be held to account.
The House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. That Donald Trump is a clear and present danger.
The National Guard are on a 24-hour watch in the United States Capitol after pro-Trump supporters stormed the building last week. Over 15,000 National Guard troops have been stationed inside and outside the seat of Congress since at least Friday. It is in response to warnings of further attacks by domestic terrorists as President-elect Joe Biden prepares to take office on January the 20th. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she feared for her life as pro-Trump supporters attacked the Capitol last week.
I had a pretty traumatizing event happen to me. I can tell you that I had a very close encounter where I thought I was going to die.
Mining camps across Queensland may serve as new accommodation for travellers needing to quarantine in the state. The option has been introduced as authorities investigate the spread of 6 cases of the UK variant of COVID-19 in a quarantine hotel. All 129 guests from the Hotel Grand Chancellor have been moved to a new quarantine location across Brisbane. Meanwhile, 406 total contacts for the hotel cleaner, whose infection triggered lockdown in the state, have now been tested, isolated, and none have tested positive. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says alternatives to quarantine in hotels in the CBD are being looked at.
But I think with this new strain, we have to put all options on the table. And these are sensible, rational options. The Howard Springs works very well in the Northern Territory, and there's no reason why we couldn't do something similar here in Queensland, or if not, around the country.
4 new cases of coronavirus have been recorded for Queensland overnight, all in hotel quarantine and none from the Hotel Grand Chancellor. All 10 people from New South Wales who attended the Grand Chancellor Hotel in Brisbane are in self-isolation and are being tested after a cluster of cases there. The state has recorded 0 cases of local community transmission of COVID-19 and 2 new cases detected in hotel quarantine. Queensland authorities are considering new quarantine locations after the incident, including regional options instead of the city centre. But New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says that is not the best option for New South Wales.
But we simply do not believe that there would be any advantage, in fact distinct disadvantages, for us to be considering moving our public health hotels out of the Sydney regional area. If we do get people who deteriorate, we want them to be able to be transferred to a major tertiary hospital as quickly as possible. In other words, one that has the preeminent specialists available to look after the people who may end up with COVID.
Victoria has gone 8 straight days without a local or interstate coronavirus case. Over 16,500 test results were received in the past 24 hours. In tennis, the first of 1,200 international tennis players, support crew, and officials are expected to arrive in Melbourne for the Australian Open. A charter flight carrying tennis athletes and staff landing in Melbourne tonight will be the first of 15 incoming private flights. Those playing at the annual Grand Slam at Melbourne Park will enter mandatory quarantine after arriving. I'm Sonia Lal. This is SBS News in Easy English.